UJ for creating such barriers, such bridges for these students as well, because it is really a struggle. As they mentioned it yesterday, it is one of those major struggles that the youth faces in this day and age.
And
apart from trying to find a job, it is these kind of things that they're missing.
If
as well.
I can say thank you to our students.
Yes.
They have never disappointed us. Whenever we've introduced them to a sponsor, they are just a pleasure to work with. So
forever
shout
grateful,
out to
forever
the
humble.
As
yes,
well.
Yes,
thank you guys.
Yes. Shout out to you guys, man. You guys are the future.
Absolutely.
Trust the process. Trust the process. Of course, it is time for us to get into the layers. We've got the world of news, sports, and traffic. But again, we give a shout out to one of our amazing UJ lecturers. It is Andy in the building, giving us a young update as to what's been going on regarding the Samsung Empowering Tomorrow initiative that actually has been taking place, that has been providing students with bursaries to literally change their lives. Not just their careers or just to build that one bridge. It is literally changing their lives. Now, that right there is commendable and a beautiful way to sign off 2019. But they're back again next year, so sign up. Make sure you're academically inclined. Is that the right way to put it?
Yes.
I had to make sure.
Absolutely.
Alrighty then, man. It's time for us to find out what's happening in and around the world before we get into the word on the street.
UJFM 95.4 has the power playlist.
You're not recording, are you? I'm just trying to find a way to work with this song.
Bringing local flavor. Sure. To international hits. 95.4. You are listening to UJFM.
I'm not sure what that means exactly, but I think it has something to do with the rest of my life.
UJFM, shaping the future. UJFM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
Within our trending topics on Twitter, we have hashtag Precious Ramabulana, hashtag Checkers Black Friday, and hashtag Nkalagata Remix. And in our headlines at this hour, the election of a new mayor for the city of Johannesburg has now been postponed to next Wednesday and Thursday. And the KZN Department of Education is in process of suspending a primary school principal in Phoenix, south of Durban, after he was arrested on Wednesday for allegedly raping a teacher. And finally, Eskom board chairperson Jabu Mabuza on Thursday said the power utility's debt still stood at roughly 454 billion rands. Johannesburg remains sunny today with a high of 32 degrees Celsius and a low of 18 degrees Celsius. Pretoria is sunny as well with a low of 19 degrees Celsius and a high of 35 degrees Celsius. And for the latest in South Africa's financial indicators, the rand has gone up to 14 rand 75 against the United States dollar, 16 rand 23 cents against the euro, 19 rand 5 cents against the Great British pound. Gold has gone up to 1,455 rand 5 cents a fine ounce. Time is exactly 34 minutes after 3 o'clock. Expect more on these stories at the top of the hour. For UJFM News Updates, I am Udirile Rabalao.
Engaging meaningfully with one another. UJFM Sports. UJFM Sports.
A very good afternoon to you. Let's take a first look at what's happening in our world of sports. We start off with football news. Harry Kane wants to build a strong relationship with new Tottenham coach Jose Mourinho that will help to take the club to the next level. The Portuguese coach has a record of strong relationship with strikers Didier Drogba, Zlatan Ibrahimovic and Thiago Costa, all excelling under him, and Kane wants to add his name to that list. In our local football news, Kaizer Chiefs striker Sami Nukovic says they are a one big happy family after the club bounced